What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. When I record podcasts, you guys, it's usually late at night and no makeup on. I'm just like, hair messy, whatever. And that's fine because I've shown you guys, you see the real version of me. Okay. But I watched some of the videos yesterday. I finally got the balls to do that because I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna put this stuff up on YouTube. Get my videos out there and holy shit. I just do too much dumb shit. I do too much dumb shit. So I am trying today to be mindful about how I'm acting and, acting like there's a camera in front of me. I'm like rubbing my eyes and I do this thing like I lift up my eyes and I scratch under my eyelid. Like I do a lot of dumb shit. Looking at my gums in the camera as I'm talking, like, 'cause I just get so distracted. I am not posting that shit. I'm not posting that shit. So today, where I'm trying to hold it together and, pretend like I'm live or something so I don't do anything weird. Here we are. So I actually look really great. Put on a whole face this morning and I'm like, I'm gonna tackle this. It's Monday morning for me. So you guys already got my pre-recorded episode from last night for today. And I woke up to a message this morning that actually made me laugh out loud. She was like, bitch, I need you to help me stop being so pissed off all the time. And so we're gonna go through that. And I think that a lot of people are angry because of a lot of reasons. Okay. But I'm gonna just go through some quick tips to help you. And I want you guys to just give it a week, okay? Give it a week of trying this out and see if it helps realign where you are because it's literally just, it's a vibration. It's an energetic vibration. Your brain is back in default mode where it thinks this is what you want to feel like. And so it's just, you've kind of gotten, you're on autopilot, really, autopilot. And you get mad because that's what you always do. Okay. Everything pisses you off because that's what it's always done. But everywhere you go, there you are. So I want you to know that whatever it's going to take to realign you, the power is in you. You control the narrative here. You get to choose the vibration. It's like tuning a radio station, really. Like you flip through it and you hear a bunch of static and you stop when it sounds great. And if it's a song you love, you're going to leave it there. That's what you get to do every day with your mood. You get to do this with your perspective. You get to do this with your emotions, with everything. It's counterproductive to just walk around pissed off all the time. And I know deep down, everybody wants to be emotionally mature. You want to find constructive ways to resolve situations. You don't want to just, shit. Okay. This is the dumb shit I do, you guys, when I'm recording a podcast. Okay. So I still have like a little bit of a runny nose and I literally reached right now for a tissue to wrap it up and stick it in my nose. Like that's not the shit we want to put on YouTube, okay? It's just not, it's not. So yeah, that's the shit I do. That's why we can't post videos on YouTube yet because I'm not mature enough. I'm not, focused enough. I'm a fucking squirrel. So back to the topic, okay? It's like alternative, approaches are eluding you, okay? If you are serious about making a change, the first step is knowing that it's possible. Okay? I want you to challenge yourself for a week, okay? I want you to learn to approach life differently. I want you to be open to taking things in stride and when you're doing shit like this, when you actually take responsibility and want to make a change in your life, you start to develop a greater appreciation for the viewpoints of other people. So if you consistently do this for a week, okay, consistently stick to these steps 1 week. That's all I'm telling you. I'm not telling you for the rest of your life. Try this. I think 1 week would make a huge adjustment in where you are. So the first one is prayer, meditation, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Every day this week. I am still an advocate for meditation, but not the deep, scary meditation where you're actually leaving your body. Okay. So when I say meditation, it is literally just quieting the thoughts in your head. Okay. And when I do this, so I do meditate before I pray where I don't hear any voices in my head. Okay. And if you guys know me, there's a million. Okay. A lot of personalities and they all have ADHD and they're running wild. So when I get everyone to shut the fuck up, then that's when I get to have the conversation. Okay. It will calm you down, especially if you're doing it consistently. And it's really hard at first because your body wants to get up. Okay. Your body's going to be like, wait, I think I have to pee. Wait, I really want my coffee. Oh my God, I need some water. You know, there's going to be a million thoughts that try to pop up. But if you can, in this moment, okay, gain the discipline to sit still and sit quiet without the need for background noise, without anything outside of you, you can quiet your soul. You don't really leave room for a bad temper. Okay. So maybe nighttime is better for you. I'm saying take 20 to 30 minutes. Okay. Just meditate. And if you do need some kind of background noise because whatever's happening, then, you know, play some nature shit like, you know, wind or the ocean or whatever it is. But don't let anything else distract you. Okay. I know a lot of my friends do yoga and they recommend it. And it's not for me. Okay. I puke. It makes me angry. I fucking hate yoga. Okay. It does not release stress. It does not. It aggravates me. And who knows? I don't know the rhyme or reason. I don't give a fuck. I still move my body and I do the workout, whatever. Yoga is not for me, but I do know like 9 out of 10 people recommend it because I'll be number 10 and I'm going to say, ugh, ugh. But try it. I mean, what do you have to lose? And maybe not necessarily yoga, but stretch, like really, really stretch your body. And this is something that I'm mindful to do. Another challenge I want you to do this week. Okay. I'm going to give you 6 or 7 of these. Okay. So if you need to take notes, go ahead, but this is going to be a 7-day challenge. Okay. And I don't want you to be like, oh my God, this sounds like a great idea. I'm going to give it a shot and then lie to yourself. Okay. Cause I'm not going to support your relationship with yourself being toxic. So if you say you're going to do it, fucking do it. Okay. Do it. No matter how stupid you feel at first. And meditation is a very frustrating thing. 7 days, bitch. Okay. 7 days. My next challenge is for you to actually think before you open up your yapper. Okay. If you can pause before you respond, because I get it. I was a very reactive human. Okay. Microdosing psilocybin has changed that narrative for me. And I give 90% of the credit to the psilocybin. And the rest of that is me just being in that present moment, me being aware of the fact my mouth pops off. Okay. Me being aware of the fact that words hurt, me being aware of the fact that I can, you know, show some emotional maturity in this moment. So if you really want to control your temper and not be so reactive, pause before you respond, because then you realize the responses you choose impact you. Okay. Pausing is going to give you that moment to think rationally and not overreact. So for 7 days, I want you to pay attention to pausing before responding. Just pause. If you've got someone who is continuously doing something that is pissing you off, I want you to avoid getting upset about it and avoid situations that are going to keep you getting upset. Take a moment, put yourself in another person's shoes. I think if the whole world paused and could do this for just a moment, that things would be very different in the world today. How would you feel if that person lost their temper with you? I want you to take the time to understand the impact of your action on others. And I want you to take the time to realize why this person may be the way they are. Okay. Me being in that present moment, that present reality, the present awareness, and asking, I pray for that discernment of, you know, being able to read another person. And everyone throws around the word empath. And the truth is, we can all feel people's energy. So why is this person annoying you? I have a 16-year-old son, okay? And when he walks in a room, he's got to fuck with everybody. It's an attention thing. He just wants, you know, to push. He likes the attention, even if it's negative. That's him. He's my stage baby. That's where he belonged. And he's not leaning into his calling. So we're just going to have to deal with the shit he does, right? put yourself in someone else's shoes. And then I want you to weigh the outcome. My husband and I are very opposite on this, okay? Because he's the person that wants people to know he's pissed off. And I'm the kind of person that knows that the nicer I act, the more pissed people get. And so we're absolutely opposite end of the spectrum. And I don't think either of them was very positive. Like, I would purposefully be calm just to have people blow up because they would look stupid and I would look cool, right? I would do it on purpose. It was a very toxic manipulation technique. Okay. Now, I still do practice this, but not to push people to the level of reacting. It's because when you see someone blow up, they look like a fucking idiot. They look stupid. You don't want to be the person that looks stupid. Okay. Don't be silly. Don't react. How much more mature do you act being the bigger person and biting your tongue sometimes? Because peace is more important than being right. Okay. And when someone does something dumb and you feel like you need to blow up on them, I'm pretty sure they know they fucked up, but you blowing up, it's like the siblings fighting. Okay. You've got two kids, you know, arguing and fighting. One of the kids says something bad. The other kid punches the kid. Who gets in trouble? The person that punched the kid. Okay. The person that reacted, rather than that person would have just walked away and said, look, you know, Bridget keeps calling me stupid and tells me I'm, you know, fucking dumb, whatever. Then that person's going to get in trouble, right? But the person that ends up throwing the punch is the one that's going to get called out first. That's how it works. Okay. That's how it works. You don't want to look stupid. You don't want people to know how much they got to you because they fucking win. They win. Are there times that I react? Yes. Last week I wanted to stab someone, right? Okay. And me flipping him off and telling him, fuck you, motherfucker, you know, right where he could see me, that did nothing other than make me look like a fucking idiot. Okay. It didn't look mature. It didn't look responsible. He knew he fucked up. Okay. He knew he did. I saw his hesitation and then he had to commit. I saw it. He knew. I didn't, me saying fuck you just made me look stupid. Okay. That's the point. So what are the results you're getting from acting out? Think about this. Are you about to make yourself look really silly? And every day this week, ask yourself the constant question, did I allow someone to test me? Did I allow it? Consider how it affected you. You know, did it throw off your whole day? Did you have trouble concentrating? Did you get the headache? Far-reaching effects. That's what walking around being pissed off, it has far-reaching effects, okay? Your conscience is going to fuck with you. Because if your reaction is damaging, at the core, that fucks you up. You can't take shit back. You have to be introspective. You have to continue to look within yourself. What is really causing you to react irrationally and lose your temper? You've got to be honest with yourself. If you've experienced something painful and you're trying to mask that, deal with it. Unresolved negative circumstances, this is going to prevent you from truly having inner peace. Okay. So then you have this sudden tendency to release negative energy in counterproductive ways. And then your brain gets stuck on autopilot because it thinks this is the radio station that you want to tune to. You want to keep feeling pissed off. If you can't handle this introspective relationship with yourself, you've got to talk to someone. Okay. Hire a coach, talk to your family members. Maybe you have a great friend who has a level of maturity that you respect. Okay. Maybe you need to get therapy. You've got to avoid allowing your feelings to fester and then negatively impact your interactions with others. The shit hurts your body too. Holding and harboring in anger and not expressing your dissatisfaction in a situation, you should be able to communicate. Communicate. If someone in your life is doing something that drives you fucking crazy, have a conversation. We're not becoming nagging Nelly, okay? We're not going to bitch because our husband keeps leaving his boxers, you know, on the bathroom floor. We're not going to be nagging Nelly. We're going to talk about real shit like, you know, this upsets me when you do this. I feel less heard. Whatever the fuck you have to communicate. Start talking to the people that are closest to you. I gave you some incredible guidelines to start to chip away at finding a place of peace. Okay. You practice these consistently for a week and you're going to start to notice an automatic awareness. Okay. Maybe not necessarily the complete change, but you are going to have a new awareness. And that's the beginning of an introspective relationship with yourself, is that you get into this awareness. You continue to practice these. After a week, you're going to feel a little better and you're like, wow, I can really see that side of myself. Then you start changing your behavior. Being able to control and regulate, you know, your temper and be able to have an awareness of your emotions, this is going to enhance your relationships in life. And it's going to help you be able to face whatever difficult situations come at you. And we're in the arena, bitch. Like, stuff is going to fuck us up all the time. We've got it. It's coming at you. So how are you going to deal with it? You're going to look silly, or are you going to grow the fuck up?